by a chacham that when he's matter a neder, the neder never existed. He's not the nazirus, the nazirus never existed. How about a husband? Does he uproot it like a chacham? I do megas gaius, or does he snip it? Does he cut it where it is? The mainav kamina. What would be the difference? Bottom line is, she can start drinking wine. She can start being metamel lemesim and take a haircut. The isha shenadra benazir, the shamach haber to bam ravani. A woman made a naziris, and her friend said, and I, the shamach bayla shal rishay nevahafrava. Then the first husband of number one, went and was made for the naziris of his wife. Now, if he's eiker the naziris, that means she was never a nazira. That means the second one is not a nazira either. Because again, second one depended on number one. And if the husband removes it, that means she was never a nazira. Number two is also permissible. Yamit Megas Gaius, it was a naziris, it just cut now. The second one said, I am like you to become a nazira. And she became a nazira, and nobody cuts her naziris. My, what is it then? That's the Gemara's shayla. Now, there are other differences as well, but that's the Gemara's difference that the Gemara points out. If a husband uproots it, there was never a naziris. Anybody that was counting on being typhus, hanging on this lady, it's gone, because she never was a nazira, retroactively. And if you learn that it's Megas Gaius, she was a full nazira till now. When the second one said, and I, it was a valid naziris that she hung on to. Nobody canceled hers, and therefore she is in a zero.
I understand. Only on woman, what's the woman's answer? Why isn't
her? Because she didn't sound like you for the rest of my life. She said, I'm accepting what you accepted. So the first one did accept it, and nobody removed that acceptance.
The wife of the wife and
different. We're learning this Gemara. We'll see how the Gemara compares it to everything. At this point, it's two women. Lady A, Lady B. Lady A said she's in a zira. Lady B said, I'm like you. Lady A's husband canceled on his, was made for the naziris. What just happened? Did it remove it like it never happened? So then Lady B was hanging on to nothing? Or if it wasn't a naziris, and now it's canceled, doesn't affect Lady B. Rush. Zakta Rush, Ibai Luhu, Baal Me'ikar Akar. If you have it. It's hard for me to say where it is on the page. There's three different prints. Yibailu, Baal Ma'akar Akar, Kamai Shachacham, Aikar and Edim Yikarim, like a Chacham. I make his Gaius. Now, why? Why would I say that? Why would I say a Baal is different than a Chacham? Dr. Rush, the Kibun, the Mefer, Beloy Pesach, U Beloy Charata, it's supposed to be. He's Mefer without a Pesach and without a Charata. Chaitach is a Neder. He's cutting the netter. I think they take out the word Einai. They add the word Einai. Einai chaytach hasanetter miikrai. Doesn't uproot it because he has no pesach or charata. The reason a chacham removes it is because it was a mistake. The husband's not saying you made it in zeros by mistake. He's saying I don't care. I'm canceling it. Therefore, it's only mevatle mikadol habadavka. So they add the word of Einai chaytach. Not chaytach, but ain't a chaytach as an enemy card. Ahi nami ishtaroi. We did to have a marini nazir v'shamach haver v'amavani. It would be the same as if a person said he's a nazir, and his friend said, I also. Daminan hutar rishon hutar kulam. We said before, first one's matter, they all fall like dominoes. Avali amrit, megas gaias, mikanu labo dafka. But if it only works from now, as neder hashniya kayim. Dr. Ash. Then there are other things that we could say depend. So I have a much of a member that should trust the Sayyai and Benit Muslimism. We didn't have to bring number two in. Number one, drank wine, was Matamala Mason while she was in the Zira. Then her husband heard and canceled it. The Ime Ikraakar, if he uproots it, ain't a lighter. She wouldn't get Malkus because she was never in the Zira. The E Megas guy is. But if he cuts it, like it, could it be the Pesachal? Basically, the Rush is saying there's another difference. The woman was a Nazira. She violated her Naziris. Then her husband was Mefer. Does she get Malkus for what she did? If the Chacham would be Mater, she wouldn't get Malkus. Because he makes it like she wasn't a Nazira.
Can I ask you a question?
This is the better.
No, he's saying who I did. Who I did? The Gemara could have said other differences.
But to say that this is very nice, the more that we had before being Tfisa, that's how we chose that one.
He's not saying what he's not saying. The Raj always trying to say is, I'll tell you why he's saying this. Because the Gemara is going to bring that in. So he said, it's not shot that the Gemara didn't know that was a difference. The Gemara knew it was a difference. It just mentioned one difference. Why? Maybe you're right, because the Gemara was talking about Tfisa. He's not trying to, he's not, there's no question here. It's a statement. There are other differences if he's Iker or not.
Let me ask a question. When the lady drank the wine, right?
She violated
it. She violated it. Now, then, guess what? The Chacham, whoever was, Chacham, yeah. She's not going to get Malkus. You're voted with Malkus.
Yeah, that, again, that, she won't. Want to know the truth? She won't. She was never a zero. Legal loophole. That's the Shaila.
In other words, we're not just accepting that's a fact.
No, that's the Shaila of this Gemara. Now, you want to know a reason?
Yes.
Because a Chacham has a Pesach and a Charata. Listen to what I'm saying. He's making it a mistake. The husband, right? The guy goes to the Chacham and says, please be matter. It was a mistake. Either I changed my mind, I saw it was a mistake that I did it, or I have a reason. Had I known this, I wouldn't have done it. So he's making his whole original netter a mistake. So the Torah gave the Chacham the power to say, you know, it was a mistake, it never happened. A husband's not telling his wife it was a mistake. He's telling his wife, I don't care. I'm cutting it whether you like it or not.
I understand that part. I understand that part. On the other hand, why can't a husband also have a same issue?
Because the Torah never gave him that power. He's not a Chacham. Again, I'm trying to figure out why do you think he should have that power? Why don't you have the power to be made for my wife's nedarim? Why don't you, again, I'll ask you a question. Why don't you have the power to be made for Mrs. Cohn's nedar?
No,
I know that you're not answering my question.
I know.
Why?
I don't have the wherewithal to answer that. But
you don't know the answer to that? You don't know why you can't be made for Mrs. Harris's nedar? Because it's not your control. The Torah never gave it to you.
That's the cost of aspect, though.
Well, that's, because the chiddush is that you can be made for your own wife's nedar.
What I'm asking.
Logically speaking, you should have no sleep on your wife's nadar. Why? She's an adult.
Also accepting the Ishkai, that you do have the power over her.
Because the Torah gave you power.
What I'm asking is, if a husband hears his wife making nadar, hears about it, says, I'm going to think about it for an hour. And he thinks about it and says, you know what, I don't like the reason, and he has a reason why he doesn't like it.
I don't care if he has a reason or not. The Torah never made it dependent on a reason.
Really boils down to
I'm very satisfied if you want to say the word Xeris HaKasim, because that's what it is.
I'll tell you what's bothering you.
I don't know what's bothering you.
What's bothering you is his wife's a principal, okay? And he thinks maybe he doesn't have shlita over, she's like a chashiva lady.
Yes, right there. If you think about it, it never makes sense. Why can a chacham be mounted?
That someone made a mistake.
So, if you make a mistake, it's gone? Say Lashon Hara.
You didn't make a mistake, you get out of it, right?
Yeah, even if you have to have a Pesach or a Tcharata. One of the two.
Well, okay, but
each one makes it a mistake. That makes it a mistake.
It's
Karata? Karata has to be Mikara. That I wish I never made it. Not that I changed my mind now. Karata has to be that I wish I never made it. It has to be a Karata Mikara. One second. We speak those words out when we say Ataras Nadarim, because saying I changed my mind now gets you nowhere. It has to be that I changed my mind that I ever did it. It was not worth it doing it. Yes, doctor.
I think that you actually just summed up the reason why a Chacham can be mater, in that a chacham cannot be mater just because he feels like it within the bounds of my knowledge. A chacham can be mater for reasons and has to know what the reasons are and be able to decide
exactly
what the reasons
what I said.
Are.
Don't
not directly, but yeah, I am agreeing with you.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay. Zog the Gemara. Kashima. Hareini Nazira. The woman said she's a Nazira. Here comes Dr. Harris's problem. Vishama Baila V'amar Vani. And her husband said, and I. Eina Yochel L'Hafer. Now, why can't he be made for? So, the Gemara understands. Because by saying, and I, right, and then if he's going to go be mefer, he's going to uproot his own Naziris. Because the Gemara understands, at Havamina, that if he's Ikerit, he's not only Iker hers, he's Iker his. And a man can never be made for his own Nadarim. So by being made for hers, he's removing his. And the Torah says, no man can remove his own Nadarim. That's how the Gemara understands it. Again, the man said, the woman said that she's in a zira, and the husband said, and I. And now he decided he wants to cancel his wife's naziris. Why can't he? Answer is, the Gemara understands, obviously the Gemara's going to get out of it, the Gemara understands that because when he cancels his wife's naziris, he's automatically canceling his, because he's making it that he was never a nazir. She was never a nazira. If she was never a nazira, he was never a nazir. That means he canceled his own naziris. No man can ever cancel his own naziris. Therefore, he can't be made for his wife's. That's how the Gemara understands the Mishnah. She said she's a Nazira. He said, I also. Now he wants to remove it. He's removing his wife. Will automatically remove his. And if it automatically removes him, he's canceling his own Naziris. You can't cancel your own Naziris. What?
That's what we understood.
Yes. Now, but if you say he's cutting it from now, that means it doesn't affect his Naziris. She was a Nazira. He said, and I. And now he decided that his wife's canceled. Doesn't affect his. She was in a zira for a hunt for 10 hours or for 3 hours. Then he canceled it, but he remains a nazir. She was in a zira at the time she accepted it. He didn't remove it. Frank the Gemara, the Amrit Megas Gaius, Lever Leishtaiva Hulitzer. This time if you say he removes it. So by removing hers, he automatically removes his. Man cannot remove his own naziris. But if you're telling me that he's not removing it, Mikara, that means hers remains in place. He's canceling hers, and his remains in place. He's like the second woman. So it proves to us that the husband can remove it. That's why, in this case, he can't. And for the Gemara line, Le'ayla Megas Gaius. Really, he cuts the Naziris from now on. Ubedinu the Lefer law. You want to know the truth? He should be made for her, and it wouldn't affect him. So why can't he? Behind the time of the Matzah Mefer, even the Amar Lavani commanded on Mekayim Lashidami. By saying, and I, he approved of her Naziris. And once a husband approves of his wife's Naziris, he can no longer be Mefer. He said yes. By saying, and I, he said yes. Because if he meant to say no, why did he say, and I? He said yes. Once a husband says yes, he can't be Mefer. Not because it's going to affect his Naziris. It won't affect his Naziris. But he was Mekayim it. Now, there's a way out. He can go to Bezin, remove his Akama. If you remember, we learned in the Dharam that you can remove the Akama that same day and then be Mefer. But the Mishnah is saying, by saying, and I, that's a Akama. E, Mishal Akama, say, if he goes to Bezin and removes it, Matzi Mefer. Miloi Lai Matzi Mefer. Dr. Rashi. E. Talkadaita. Baal Megas Gaius. Lever Le Ishtai. Buhu Litzer. Shlen is Batul Nizre Bafarasa. He's not canceling his Naziris. E. Mishal Akamasi Masi Mefer. She Yishal Chacham. He can go to a Chacham. The Yatuloi Mashakayim Law. He'll be Mater. That come up. But us Yukal Avala. To the East of Benadarim. Like we had him in Sechtes Nedarim. Nishalom ala hekim ala ala efer. You can remove our kama, you can't remove our afara. Zog the Gemara Zayt.
So he goes to remove his own, and then?
No, he doesn't have to remove his own Naziris. He removes his akama. A guy approves his wife's neder, he can remove it. Now he can be made for it. It's not affecting him. The Gemara is answering, the reason he can't be made for it has nothing to do with his own Naziris. It has to do with the fact that he approved hers. Ani is an approval. It's a tacit approval. Tashima. Ishish and Nadra Benazir. A woman that became a Nazira. The Frisha's Behemta. And she was mad for her animal. And then her husband canceled the Nazira. Okay? Here's a Nazir. Doesn't say she was Tamei. Nothing at all with Tuma. Here's a lady. She was a Nazira. She got all excited about the fact that she can bring Korbanos. She went and separated three animals, one for a Chatas, one for a Naila, one for a Shlomim. Her husband wakes up on day 24 and says, he just heard about it. And he said, you're canceled. Canceled. So now, what happened to those Korbanos? They're separated. They're designated. One is a Chatas, one is a Naila, and one is a Shlomim. If it was his animal that he gave her permission to use whenever she sees fit. So I shouldn't say that. He gave her permission to use his animals. So it's a mistake because he never meant to give it to her for Nazira that he was going to cancel. And therefore, it's his money. Her Hegdish was a mistake. She donated something to Hegdish that she had no permission to donate. Because once he's made for the Naziris, that means he never agreed to the Naziris. If he didn't agree to the Naziris, her using his animal was wrong. He only means to let her use the animals when, quote unquote, he thinks it's necessary.
Retroactively?
That's what it's saying here. We'll see in a second. Right? Meaning, not retroactively, it's not Hegdish. It's not retroactively that she was not a Nazira. It's that he only allows her to use his money for necessity. So she went and used an animal that's not necessary because he canceled it later on. So that means it was a mistake in the Hegdish. It's not hers. It's like Reuven was Magdish your animal. It doesn't work. How can Reuven be Magdish your animal?
Well, according to what Rabbi said initially before you retracted it, it should have been fine. She used it for things that according to she thought fit. She had just used it for things she thought fit.
Not she thinks fit. That's why I retracted it. What are fit, what are necessary, what the husband feels are necessary. And by canceling your Naziris, it's a not necessary. However, if it was her own personal animals, she owned animals, the husband gave her presents of animals, he said, here are your animals due, it's all yours. Hachatas kamas, aloha is a chatas, that the owner doesn't need it anymore, gets killed, they put it in a room, they feed it barley till the stomach busts. Right? And the island Shlomim can be brought as an island Nadava and Shlomim Nadava. Now, the question is, if he uproots the Naziris, she was never Nazira, so the separation of Achatas was a mistake. If you hold the uprooted like it never was, what if a non-Nazir says, this is my Achatas for Nazir? It's a joke. You can't separate Achatas Nazir when you're not a Nazir. Just like a person can't say, this is Achatas that when I do an Avera, it should be, no. Chatas has to be separated on a specific thing that exists. But if you tell me that he's Aikut Mikara, it doesn't exist. It didn't exist. If it didn't exist, you can't separate a Chatas.
You just said her
Again, that was our Shaila. We had a Shaila. Is the husband uproot? Or is the husband cut? The first Raya wanted to prove uproot. We got out of it and said maybe cut. Now we're trying to prove cut. Because if it uproots, there wouldn't. Why was there a chatas be a chatas?
On the first side, that
again, it's there's no. We're not. Yes.
On the first side, that it's not Ephraim and Kara. That's the first side, right? Again, what was the case?
She became an Azira. She had her own animals. She separated one for a chatas. Then he heard about it and was made for.
Okay, so and it's an ongoing mikanalava, yeah.
So her chatas is a chatas. And now she's stuck because she can't bring it. She's not in a zero. So it's a chatas that's not necessary dies. But it was a legitimate chatas. Our problem is, the old uproots it. She was never in a zero. A non-Nazira can't separate a Chatas Nazir. Dr. Gemara, Elolav, Shmamina, Balmegas Gaius. Now we're trying to prove the other way. And for the Gemara, Loyalam and Malach, Balmiakarak. Nope. Vahainu Taima. The reason is, why do we say that it's a chatas? I'm going to be gyrus like the rush. Kivan, the tzricha kapara. Since she needs a kapara, remember Elazar Kapper said, every nazir needs a kapara for separating himself from wine. Habikachata shemesu balel. Meaning she's not a nazira. She never was a nazira. But she didn't drink wine for 20 days. So there is a certain need to have a kapara. That need for kapara is enough to say that we treat it like a chata shemesu balel. Because she separated a chatas when she was in a zero. Then he uprooted it, and she never was in a zero. But she did the separation of an azira, meaning there was holding the wine of an azira for 20 days. So she does need a kapara in theory. So therefore, since the chatas is already separated, we treat it like a chatas v'leh, and to me, the chatas shemesu v'leh is tamos. So it's not really a chatas shemesu v'leh, because it's not really a chatas. But since she does need a kapara for separating of wine, we can't ignore that fact. And we can't look at it and say that the chatas was never a chatas because he was ikrit. But the bottom line is she needs a kapara. That's enough to make it like a chatas shemesu b'alel. That's what the Gemara said.
What do you do
at? Tamus. You lock it up in a room.
Why can't you?
Because she's not a nazira. Nazira, again, a carbon nazira is at the end of nazira. There's no end of Naziris. He canceled it. Dr. Rush.
It would be the same thing if the basin was Mikora.
You're right. According to this, if she went to basin and removed it after she separated the chatas, it would be the same halach. Correct.
I wrote down for myself many years ago that her husband gave her behemoth for a Kurbanos, but he didn't have in mind Kurbanos for a Nazir. Am I wrong what I wrote down?
He didn't have in mind unnecessary Kurbanos for a Nazir.
Dr. Ash.
B'yis al-gadaitach meko akar. Tepiklai d'avikilu l'nadra klal. U'minkar ha'afrasha b'tos havi. It was a mistake in the ha'afrasha. Vaidu taima, kivin the tzricha kapara, Reb Lazar HaKapar, damen nazir tor chaytahu. Right? Reb Lazar HaKapar said, nazir chatzah zuchaytai. U'bishas ha'prishas tohu prishul kapara. And when she did separate it, at that point she wasn't a zero. Ha'ashad dohar v'lohabak chatzah shmesu b'lo. Now, v'hodolai mefarish tamuda kivin the tzricha kapara, Reb Lazar HaKapar. Why don't we mention Reb Lazar HaKapar's name? Why are we, like, alluding to him without bringing his name in, which we're going to do in the next Gemara? We're going to mention his name in a similar case. Why over here, all of a sudden, is he absent? So, Dr. Rush, Mishm the Kamon Krevo. There we actually bring something. We have to come up with a good reason why we allow her to bring, whatever the case over there is, she's bringing it. Here, the Gemara didn't feel a need to explain why she needs a kapara. Because we're killing the animal, we're not bringing it as a carbon. Had we brought it as a carbon, we would have gone out of our way to explain what allowance do we have to bring it as a carbon. But we're not bringing this as a carbon. Terry says, we're treating it just as a chatas to kill it. For that, you don't have to bring in the name Reb Lazar HaKapar. We can allude to it without explaining it. That's what the Rosh is saying. Is the Garci, Dr. Rosh now, some have a different gears in the Gemara. Their gear is keeping the loy tzricha kapara. Now, the question is, how does that work with our teretz? She doesn't need a kapara, why is it like a chatas? So the Rosh goes out of his way to explain what that girsa means. He's gear is keeping the tzricha kapara. She needs a kapara. She held herself back from wine. But some are gairis, given the light tzricha kapara. So the Rosh is now bending over to try to explain that girsa. If she doesn't need a kapara, so then why in the world is a chata shemesu b'alel? Zuck the Rosh.
Why would you need
What?
Why would someone own shares in a car? 21 days, you didn't get one.
But if your gaira is keeping the loy tzricha kapara, how do you make sense out of that girsa? You're right. It's exactly why the Rosh Hashanah went with the other girsa. But some have the girsa that she doesn't need kapara. And that, as you pointed out, why doesn't she need kapara? Zakhtaras, Mishum de Klahafel Abayla, Havikachata Shemesu Baleh. Now what does this mean? But nearly the virus. Even the tzricha kapara, ava gav the baal me'ekar akar, mikol makam b'shas hafishasai to tzricha kapara. Meaning, she doesn't need a kapara now, but at the time she separated it, she needed a kapara. So I might say, mechavis by v'yasa. V'ava gav the hefer lo baal me'ekar kapara, lo'havi afroshi b'tos, ela kachata shemesu b'alel. He's saying, with the Gemara is saying, even the loy tzricha kapara now, but she needed a kapara before. Because she was at a zero when she separated it. At that point, she was doing a chait. Retroactive, she wasn't at a zero. So if you would have asked me now, she hadn't separated the carbon, it wouldn't be. Let me explain. What happens if the woman canceled the letter of 24 and then she went and separated the carbon? Nobody would say it's a chata shemesu malel. Why? She needs a kapara for the 24 days that she didn't drink wine. The answer is it's only because at the time of separation, she was needing a kapara, because she was a nazira. What if a guy never became a nazir? His stomach doesn't drink wine for a month. Does he need a kapara? Not a carbon. If he separated a chatas, it would be worthless. If the only reason we deal with this is because at the time she separated, she was headed for being a nazira that brings karbanas. So since she was, even though he uproots it, the bottom line is, she separated at a time she needed it, and therefore, even though now, theoretically, she doesn't need it anymore, because she wasn't at a zero, but she did hold herself back from wine. And when she separated, she wasn't a zero. The combination is we consider it a chatas. That's what the Rashi is explaining. Because it's not withholding from wine, because if she weren't in a zero when she separated it, even if she wasn't drinking wine, it wouldn't mean a thing. Tashma. Is there a Tashma? No. Tashma, yeah. This is an upcoming Mishnah. A woman that became a Nazira. And she violated it. She went and drank wine, or it was Matama Lamezim. With Asra, with everything.
What if she just drank, wine? What happens? She gets
Bacchus
and
it
keeps counting?
Yes. No, then it's going to come out. Yes. She's not another Tamei. Hazus Sefegus is her boy. She gets 40. 39. Hechidami. E lemed loy avar labayla. If her husband didn't cancel it, Tzricha lameimar. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? It's like saying a person eats chazer gets malchus. What do we do? A woman that's in the zira gets malchus for violating the ziras. What is the chiddush of that case in the Mishnah? Why would the Mishnah have to tell me that a woman who violated Naziris gets Malkus? A man who violates his Naziris gets Malkus. Why is she any different? If her husband didn't cancel it, why are we talking this Mishnah? It's like saying, you know, if a person b'chal Shabbos, he gets punished. Yeah, what we do? We know that. Must be, Elolav Shmaminam Megis Gaius. Must be. That what happened is, he canceled it. But it only works from now and on. Therefore, she gets Malkus for the previous. She was an Azira who violated an Aziris. And even though her husband came along and was made for it, it's not going to affect the past. She gets Malkus.
He made for the after this?
Now, had she been Iker, she would not have gotten Malkus. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So we have a proof that Baal Megas Gaius. And for the Gemara, no, the husband uproots it. And you're right, the case over there is that he was a mefer. And there's no chiddush. There's no chiddush in that line. So why did the Mishnah say it? It's from the 20th Sefer. Because we're leading into the next case. The first case is no chiddush. She was in a zira. Her husband did not cancel it. She gets malchus. No chiddush. Obvious. So why did the Mishnah say it if it's no chiddush? To lead into the next case. What does the Sefer say? Hey, Bilo Bai Labi Lo Yada. The husband was away. He got a telegram. your wife became a Nazira. He said, Mufrullah, Mufrullah, Mufrullah. She's home. She has no idea that her husband was Mefer. And she kept on violating Naziris. But she's not a Nazir anymore. He canceled it. Ainus Ephagus is Sarbot. She doesn't get Malkus. Because it was canceled already. So Taninami Rachis Ephagus. So because the end of the case was to say that when he cancels it, now, it's a very big set. The terrace is very difficult, but I'll try my best. We're saying now maybe Baal Maker occur. And the reason the first case is said, because it's talking about he was a Mefer, is to lead into the second case when he was Mefer and she didn't know. And the Chiddush is that even though she thought she was doing an Avera, she doesn't get Malkus. It's like somebody who wanted to eat pig and ended up eating kosher meat. He doesn't get Malkus. He wanted to eat pig. Upstairs, they're going to have a place ready for him. But the bottom line, did he eat pig? No, so we can't give him Malkus. He didn't eat pig. This is a lady that wanted to violate an Aziris. But she wasn't violating an Aziris. So she doesn't get Malkus. That's the Chiddush of the Sefer. And therefore, it said the Reisha, which is no Chiddush.
That's a great Chiddush.
What do you mean? Again, all drushes of Chazal are Mishnayas. Not a Beferish Pasuk, it's a drasha. Rashi brings this Mishnah. You learn the Mishnah, all Mishnayas bring drashas and psukim. By the time you learn Mishnah, the Gaon, Soiv Yamav, only learned Chumash in Tanakh. He saw all Gemaras in the Chumash. It was all Beferish and psukim to him. Rashi on the Pasuk Hashem Yisfaklo, Kehei for Rabbi Yais, Kehei Nabi Yaisa. In fact, Rashi, what's the Chiddush? So Rashi to tell me that even though she doesn't know. But it doesn't say it in favors. Dr. Rash, V'yis Tzalga Daitar Hamayis Afegas Harboim, Ha'gloi Milsen L'mefrayin Lais in Nazir Me'aylam. And the answer is that to tell me the Sefer, now, the Maisa at the end of the day, it's a very difficult answer. Because if you hold Maker Ucker, it doesn't make a difference if she knew or she didn't know, she wouldn't get Malkus. I mean, it's saying he's Maker Ucker. She could know also, and she wouldn't get Malkus. But that's what the Gemara is answering. It's a possible pshat.
No, maybe the same way. I don't know. The pshat is that to tell you a Chiddush is that the pshat is, even though a person didn't know better, I mean, wanted to do the Avera,
she doesn't get Malkus.
She doesn't get Malkus.
You're 100% right. It is. Tashima. Ha'isha Shinadra Benazir. Vinitmas. She became Tamei. Laka Havar Labaila. We had this before. Mevia Chata Saif. Veinim Mevia Ayla Saif. Now, why did she bring a Chata Saif and not an Ayla Saif? This is a double question. If he cuts it from now, so bring them both. If he cuts it, Mikara, bring neither. Right?
No.
Excuse me? No. You can't have that phone on. You can't have the phone on. Right.
I'm thinking about something. If she doesn't bring korbanos, right, when she finds out that her husband took care of her Nazirus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's only by Nazir that a person... In other words, why did she go in Korbanos? Because of the fact that she kept them away from wine anyway.
But the Torah didn't write one. We don't make up our own Korbanos. Tashima. Ha'yishas Shinadra B'Nazir V'Nitmas. Laka Chava L'Baila. Mevi'a Chata Saif. Ve'ena Mevi'a Ayla Saif.
Why did she bring all that?
Why doesn't she bring an Ayla? He canceled an Aziris.
Why is she
bringing an Ayla? Frak the Gemara. Megas Gaius. If he cuts it from now, that means up to now she was an Azira, and she was a Nazir Tamei. Taitin Ami Ayla Saif. Zuck the Gemara Vela Mai. Make her Akar? So Chata Saif Nami Lai Taitin. So the Gemara says we're stuck either way. Either you say it's an Azira up to now, a Nazir Tamei, and she can bring the Aziris Tamei Carbon, so let her bring both. And if you tell me it was ever, so she'd bring neither. And for the Gemara, Hachinami. You're right. Ain Hachinami. That's how the Rosh is Gairus. Meaning, the answer is, Bamani Rablazar Akapri. Really, he's Megas Gaius or Makaraka. No Raya. Because either way, Rablazar Akapri says, there's a carbon. And this is a Chatas Haif. If you remember, we said Chatas Haif can be brought faster than any other carbon, because the Torah allows it to be brought on a suffix. Remember, we had this a few weeks ago. So that's why she brings the Chatas Haif. Whether you hold Megarakar, whether you hold Megas Gaius, either way, she shouldn't bring Karbanis. She's not a fool. She didn't get to the end. But Chatas Haif is different. Before, we were talking about Chatas Behema. Chatas Behema can't be brought because she's not a Nazira. But here, she was a Nazir Tameh. The carbon for a Nazir Tameh is Chatas Haif. Chatas Haif is a special dispensation. Can I finish the Gemara? Hamani Rablazar Kapri. The Tanya Rablazar Kapri by Rabbi Yoyma Matam Rablazar Mashachot Al HaNefesh. Why does it say Mashachot Al HaNefesh? Because he's a Nefesh Chot HaZeh. I'm going to see it right. Minayai Nikwe Chayte. We had this. Valley Dwarm Kavah Chayma. So, because remember the Rush said before, later we bring Rablazar Kapri, here we don't. So that's what the Rush explained before. Because over there, we weren't bringing the carbon, we were killing the animal. Here we're actually bringing a carbon. What right do you have to bring a carbon? There should be no carbon here. It was canceled. Whether you all make his guys or whether you all make Arkar, it was canceled. Answer is, Rablazar Akapri's Kiddush, that she's a chayta, and for Chatas Haif, we let her bring it. Because Chatas Haif is a different type of carbon. Because she was held from one. Rosh Darash, Eino Chinami Rablazar Akapri, Hilka Bekal Mevi'a Chatas Haif, who Balila Muetas, with any excuse, Kivin Da'atzkach on the Chatas Haif, Bala Safik. Yes, now we come. Or Megas Gaius. Either way. We didn't have a right either way. We had a problem both ways.
If you hold Megas Gaius, is it a question? Still, you wouldn't bring anything?
Well, if you would bring a Chatas, no. Either you would or you wouldn't, but you would bring both or none. There's no half.
But you would bring, you would think you would bring one.
There's no one and not the other. Two or none?
I don't want to argue with Rebbe, but...
Please don't.
I think the Gemara is trying to say, really, is Okram of Afreya.
You know why I don't want to say that? I have a reason I don't want to say that.
Because I'm wrong.
I'll tell you why you're wrong. Let's go. Touch him up. The Tanya Behedja. The favorite Shabraitza. The Gemara does this a second time this week. Aisha Shanadra ben Azir. A woman became a Nazira. Mishamach Averta Ba'am Ravani. And her friend seconded it. Uba Ba'ilish Arishayna Ve'hefrava. That was the Shaila. If Megas Gaius, the second one, is a Nazira. If Makar Akar, he muteris, the Averta Asura. Shmamina Habal Megas Gaius. So at the end of the day, a husband does not anchor it. He's making his guy. Now let me ask you, what do we do with the previous price that says you bring the Chatas Haif? If we hold the Maisa, make his guy is. So why don't we go back and ask him the previous price? If Rabbi Cohn is right, that the previous price that brings the Chatas Haif has to hold Me'akar Akar, which is what you wanted to say. And if it's make his guy, it would be a problem. But I have a, so it's a contradiction in price. Why he said it would be a problem? Because he felt that if it's Megas Gaius, of course she brings a Chatas Haif. Why not? She was at zero till now. I answer them, it's either two or nothing. And since it's not two, it's nothing, and Chatas Haif is different. Even Megas Gaius. He claimed that the Gemara didn't mean that. He didn't want to argue with me, but he argued with me. So I told him that I know I'm right because of the next piece of Gemara.
Why does she mean Chatas Haif?
What?
Why doesn't she bring the Eilas Haif too?
Because you don't find that Eilas Haif has come ala Safik. Chatas Haif comes ala Safik. Not Eilas Haif.
That's Megas Gaius. Well, it's not a suffix. Megas Gaius.
She didn't finish. She never got to
the end.
She's okay. Not a Nazir anymore.
Uh-huh. Okay. But Chafetz, it goes on the suffix, so therefore,
he treats us like a suffix. Can't obligate her, but anybody can bring an Eilus Eif anytime they want to. Right. I mean, why doesn't the Mishnah obligate it to bring in a Dava? I guess an Adava has to be brought when you want to bring it. You can't obligate a person to bring in a Adava. It has to be at least donated when the guy wanted to donate it. Dr. Rush. Kashamanda Tanya Bahadi Shanadi Banazi Himutaras Khavarita Sura Alma Vegas Gaius. Now, the Avab, okay, now the Rush, I retract what I said. Because the Rush is going to say Avram Kohn's shot. So I retract what I said. The Rush is going to say Tub Shatim. The Rush is going to say Tub Shatim. My way and Avram Kohn's way.
I can't sit there.
It's machloek is two brises. The nearly, Dr. Rush, but I don't agree to that. The absolutely actually by pleading it. The Abba got the Megas guy is Aina maybe I the Saif. The Siva his or Vahabi. Aim is I Vahabi because it's our Lazar. When do you bring it? When you finish your Naziris. Abazu Shahim for Nizra, but you didn't miss Lena Tsvila. So the Rush offers two pshatim. He likes my pshat. That's why I remember that one. And he does offer that it's a machloikis and brises. The reason that's difficult is the Gemara says shmamina, baal megis gaius. The Gemara doesn't say shmamina machloikis hanoim. But the Rush offers that pshat, so Rabbi Kohn was right, and I ask him a chila barab. The same rabbim that heard this heard that I asked him a chila. Fine. We're going to stop here because it's a whole new sugya coming up. Emet Hashem, we'll start that on Monday morning. Everybody should have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos and an easy fast on Sunday. For those who don't show up on Sunday, those who show up on Sunday, I can wish them that on Sunday.